Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he will not back down from his refusal to sign a security pact with the U.S. Karzai wants the U.S. military to stop targeting civilians' homes. He made the remarks during a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice in Kabul. The UN Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, says the Geneva talks set for January 22nd next year will be held without any preconditions. This is while the Syrian opposition had earlier called for the resignation of President Bashar al-Assad as a precondition for any talks. At least 11 people have been killed in a mortar attack launched by foreign-backed insurgents on a Syrian government stronghold in the northern city of Aleppo. Syrian media outlets have confirmed the attack on the Jamilia district, which also injured 20 people. The death toll could rise since several of the injured are in critical condition. The Scottish government plans to unveil its legal argument for independence from the United Kingdom. The Scottish National Party will detail how the country will be run if voters choose independence in a referendum to be held next September. The United States has joined Japan in refusing to recognize China's declaration of an air defense zone that is in the East China Sea that includes a group of disputed islands. Washington says it will not abide by the Chinese imposed zone. Earlier, Japan summoned the Chinese ambassador to Tokyo to officially protest about the issue. The Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has hailed a nuclear deal reached between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Hezbollah says the deal serves as an exemplary victory to countries that refuse to bow down to foreign threats. In Bangladesh, one person was killed in the eastern city of Komela when a bomb exploded during a protest rally called by the Opposition Alliance. The demonstration was part of a nationwide protest against the government's plan to hold the next general election on January the 5th. Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has invoked a special security law in the capital, Bangkok, and nearby areas after protesters stormed key ministries in an attempt to topple the government. The special law gives the police additional powers to block routes, impose a curfew, ban gatherings, and carry out searches.